Yes, he's tired, but I think he feels very good.
The point is that we should talk briefly tonight and see Rogers tomorrow at 10. Were you able to reassure him on Rogers that he was all fine and all the rest?
Yes, I told him. He's been very good all through this. I said, Ware's been excellent. Ware's been away from this man. The wisdom is nobody knows what the hell's in that plan. Keeping that plan here was wise. Because I didn't any leads at all on this bureaucracy, except an army and these all of a sudden. They're the only ones that have waited.
They lie about us, they lie about them.
No, I think we're really in good shape. Harry had a hell of a time with you. He's a paranoid of the first order.
Sure. After the election, somebody was paranoid. Because then, if it was the election, I thought it was cold steel. I feel it now, don't you? What else can you say to him?
We've got a good arrangement. We've got the means to do it. We're just going to have to get the hell out of there. We've done all that has to be done. If he can't cut us with a million men with all that equipment, then goddamn, he wasn't worth saving in the first place.
That's right. He can't cut it.
He'll cut it all right because they're on their knees. And I think they do want to settle. That I have no doubt about.
Of course, Jews are paranoid, and I think people are even wrong. There's what Roger says, the Koreans, probably the Chinese nationals.
Well, I'm going to tell you some of the atrocious charges he made. He made some really atrocious charges.
Well, you cover that in this memorandum.
His patience with Chu, and Chu just cut him off.
Which one? The last one?
Yes, when he, when he rigged that goddamn thing into the man, that disturbed Bunker a great deal.
So we'll make this quite brief tonight.
I think so. Now, Henry's all right. In fact, I think it's a little relieved. I'm personally relieved that we don't have to do this before the election. Because it's going to be messy. And it couldn't help. It could only hurt.
Right now, we want to hurt because you want to keep them confused and buzzed up.
And that's easy, because in 2 weeks, I think we ought to let Henry get out when we hear back from the North Vietnamese substantively and do a little press background or just not on substance, just on what's been going on. We've made progress. We've got some things to settle.
You got to use the word progress.
Right. We've made incredible progress. My God.
We have. The point is that he said we don't want to ever say it, or you don't want anybody else to say it, but he's got to say it.
No, we can say it now.
He can. And say, now it's, what about the election? It's not the factor. We believe that we're making progress. We're going to make work without regard to the election. I think he ought to put that meeting in the agreed on that meeting before the election. He ought to put it as late as he can, this weekend.
I think if we get to it Wednesday, Tuesday, next week.
Try it.
The more time we buy between now and then, the better. This will be a fat 3 week. At the briefest, it'll take 3 weeks to go into the cycle.
Right. I think I'll do that. Maybe you know, I have to tell you, I don't know. But if not, maybe not.
Well, Henry had to leave it a little. He had to smooth it over a little bit before he left, so the son of a bitch had to break himself. He had to smooth it over a little bit this morning when he left. On the other hand, he left it pretty threatening. That they're behind him unless he makes it impossible for us to continue to support him. I think the guy guy's sick. He's a mental case. And very insecure, it has to be that. I think he's personally insecure within his own group.
Jesus Christ would have taken his place. We don't reflect on the whole thing.
No, he'll survive. I think we've given him enough to chew on now. He knows we're determined to do this. If he really thinks about it, he's got a pretty damn good deal. And it'll take a few weeks, and he'll start posturing for this.
Well, he seems to be leaving something on the sideline in respect to the ceasefire and whatever it is. Now, that may be for his domestic vision. You never know.
And, of course, they're planning like hell for a ceasefire in the South Vietnamese forces. So they're...
Fire, what did you say?
They're planning for a ceasefire down in the military. They had a rousing crowd up there in New York. They got a damn good press on us. An overflow crowd held up the motorcade. It's good reporting. This actually's turned out very well. It's been good, solid, steady progress in search of peace. No one doubts that you have made every effort.
Sure. That's for sure. They say the main thing about getting peace and happiness is that they would say, no, we made an offer and we have refused to accept it. But that puts them in a position where I can say, where I will say, who they going to believe, the American people going to believe them or us? That's the way.
Oh.
They've been, after they pull that game, after it, we will not force you to bomb the shit out of them. I believe we will bomb them this time.
I don't think they're going to do it. I mean, I may be wrong, but I don't think they're going to do it. They'll leak a little bit to anti-2 stuff, but
that's all right. But we can